Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't God good?
Yes.
You know, the Bible teaches us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Now, the word is not only just the written word, but it's also the spoken word. And it's the word that would come through the ministration of the preaching of the word. Now, as Brother Mark was ministering this morning, as the Spirit of God is going out, he's ministering to each of our hearts. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
And so as Brother Mark is ministering, and he's ministering by the Spirit of God, the Word tells us that God's Word does not go out void. There's a purpose. So when God is wanting to speak to this sister a certain something, he's also wanting to speak something else to this brother or to this sister, because God in of all the universe knows every one of our thoughts. And so as Brother Mark was ministering on the body of Christ, in particular the main of his text was in John chapter 14, God's intention is for us to bear much fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you here are born again? I want you to raise your hands. Those that are born again and have received Christ as their Savior. Amen. Keep your hand raised. I've been born again. Sister, you've been born again? I see almost everyone here. Brother Lito, that means every one of us here have been born again, right? We have received the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, right? So then, therefore, we are part of God's property, right? That means that you are part of the church of the living God. The Bible teaches us that we have been bought with a price. You and I have been bought with a price. What's that price that you have been bought with? Do you know, sister? What price did he pay for your soul? Okay. Do you know, sister? Okay, change your mind. What about you, sister? Do you know what God did when he paid the price for your soul? What did he pay for it with? The blood. Amen. The Bible says we have been bought with a price. He paid for us with his blood. And so when we receive Christ into our lives by faith, Jesus came to each one of us with the blood he shed on Calvary, and he gave us his blood. And the blood was made the atonement for the soul. Now, this payment of the blood made us alive. We were once dead in sin and trespasses, each one of us. Our soul was dead in sins and trespasses. We were totally totally separated from God by our sins. And we were under the power and the authority of the devil. And I'm talking about the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
Amen.
It says, one time we were dead in our sin and trespasses. And we were separated from God. But he says, but you hath he quickened. When we became born again, we were quickened by the Spirit of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, and now we became made alive unto God. Amen. Okay, that's the beginning of our life of being born again in the kingdom of God. It was like the blood bought us and took the right of Satan's possession of us, where we now became the possession of God. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? Don't you want to say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Amen. Now, Brother Mark was talking about, he said, in John chapter 14, that the beginning of the first verse says, to abide
in me.
Abide in me. Let's look at that again. John, was it 14, wasn't it, or 15?
No,
15. 15. He says, no, it starts out, I am the true vine, and the Father is the husbandman. We're God's property. The only reason we have life now is because of His blood. And this is the verse 2. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. That means we can lose our salvation if we're not diligent. We have to abide in Him. If Brother Edmar here is the vine, I got to hold on to the vine. I got to get my life from the vine in order for me to be alive. God is looking at each one of us today because He wants us to bear fruit. Brother Mark then went into Galatians about the fruit of the Spirit. And he's talking about, when you talk about the fruit of the Spirit, you're talking about the nature of God. And God wants us to bear His nature. And so Brother Mark started to share about the 9 different fruits of the Spirit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is the spirit of long suffering. Brother Mark, when we read that, I couldn't get away from long suffering. But in order for us to bear His fruit, we must understand what God's fruit is. Do you know what long suffering means? It means patience, endurance, and it also means, if I take it into the Hebrew, the long suffering of the Lord,
ah,
It is that it is slow to anger. And it is also, oh, look here. It's the long suffering of God. There's a scripture verse. It's in the New Testament about in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah. Let me look it up and I want to share it with you. It is in it's in Peter. First Peter. And it's in verse 3:20. Now all of us know the Bible, that God had judged the world in the time of Noah, didn't he? Right? Raise your hands if you all know the story of Noah. Raise your hands. Do you know the story of Noah? All right. Why did God, it says that he long suffered until he could suffer no longer. Finally, God had to judge the world because of its wickedness. But in his mercy, he saved Noah and his family. That same nature of God is working today. All the darkness that is out there, and even the darkness that's in us yet, God is long-suffering with us. Now, the Bible teaches us that judgment is coming to the world, but the Word teaches us that judgment is also first coming to the house of God. Now, can anyone here say they are totally without sin here today? Can you say you're totally without sin, sister? Totally without sin? I don't think so. No, I can't say that. In fact, the epistle of John says that if any man says that he is without sin, he is a liar. Because we do not have the fullness of Christ yet in every aspect of our being. So there is something God wants to do with us. There's a need for us to respond back to God each and every day. Now, when we come together and gather here this morning, is it just for us to feel good? Is it just for us to say, oh, praise the Lord, wasn't that a wonderful message? No, because if God is here, He's wanting us to repent of whatever thing is wrong with us. You know, when Brother Mark is ministering the word of the Lord on John chapter 15, he read verse 6. It says, in verse 6 it says, if a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, which means dried up. And then men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Now, if my heart is not fervent for God at all times, I begin to get dry. I get to lose interest in God. I begin to want the things that are out there. And I begin to lose my desire for God. Have you ever experienced that? Come on, be honest. As a Christian, haven't we experienced dry times? Even good Christians that love God and are diligent experience dry times in their lives. And the only way we can experience that life again with God is for crying out to Him and say, God, restore me. God, deliver me. God, heal me. You know, the Psalm 51 talks about a repentant heart before God. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Brethren, as I was hearing the word, I was asking God. Things were coming to me. My weaknesses. My humanity. And that's what the word was doing to me this morning. God, I don't want to lose you. God, heal me so that I might walk close with you. And I was thinking about that long suffering of God. How God long suffers with me. I get thoughts that are not good thoughts when people come against me. And I got to run to God and say, change me, God. I don't want these thoughts. Oh, yes. The devil is always there whispering in our ears. And we need to reject the enemy. Don't you want something more in God,
brethren?
Well, then we need to respond to the word that God has brought to us this morning. Do any of us want to be like a withered stick and thrown off for the world to burn?
Huh?
The devil and the world is just waiting for us to fall. They're waiting for us to be just like them. So Satan can laugh at us and say, see, who are you? You said you're Christian. You said God is your God. I don't want to get to that state in my life. And that is why I need to respond to God. Just like David responded, to cry out, God, cleanse me. So I just want to end there, and I want to put a question to all of us this morning. Don't you think each one of us need to respond and ask God to touch us? Amen? Well, if you feel that, if you feel the need for God to touch you this morning, If you want God to forgive whatever's in your heart, you know you need to get right with God. He's going to do it for you right now. The Bible teaches us that if we confess our sins, He's just and able to forgive our sins. And to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Do you have a desire to abide in the vine today? Okay, if you do, I ask that you stand and we can pray together. Let us pray together. And ask God to touch each one of us today. And as we pray, I want you to believe what you're going to pray. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God today. For your Word says that the entrance of your Word brings light. And we want light and truth in our inward parts. We want to confess to you our sins today. We want to repent of every evil thought, of every evil action. We want to say to you today, God, it is against you and you only we have sinned. And we're asking you to forgive our sins today. Forgive our human thinking. Forgive our unbelief today, O God. Forgive our laziness in the spirit, God. Our inability to put our faith in you when we need to put our faith in you, O God. And Lord, we ask that you touch each one of us now according to each of our personal needs. What sins each one of us has committed personally before you that only you and I know, God. We want to ask forgiveness. We're asking that you would heal us and that you would wash us with your blood, Lord. God, we want to open up to you according to your word today. God, we do not want to be dry and withered and be cast off from you. But we want to draw near to you to get your life into us. Not only today, but tomorrow, Lord, when we're not in this place. Teach us how to abide in you on Monday, Lord. Teach us how to abide in you in our homes. Teach us how to abide in you when we're in trouble. Teach us how to abide in you when we are in pain. And God, grant us the grace of God to abide in you forever. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Do you think we should ask for any personal prayer? Does anybody need personal prayer?